Welcome to Jubilee Holistic Health Podcast Series, your place to become empowered as a parent to help your child thrive. Do you want to treat your child using a more holistic and natural approach? Then you've come to the right place. I'm Wendy Combs, pediatric nurse for over 20 years and passionate advocate to help kids thrive. Join us on this podcast series as I seek to share perspectives from thoughtful and heroic people who are helping children in their journey to wellness. Please be sure to leave comments so we will know what our listeners' needs are and can offer feedback. If you would like to be notified when new podcasts are going live, be sure to head over to our website, jubileehealth.org, and share your email address. On the website, there's also helpful information on where to get started using a more natural approach to treating your child. Enjoy the show! Hey, Jubilee friends! Today, you are in for a treat in this podcast. We are going to talk about some Chinese herbal remedies that are amazingly helpful in kids. And they come from a company called Bioray and their little daughter company called Bioray Kids, which I love. And I truly feel like I have a cool job because I get to talk to such great folks that I like to call heroes in the holistic pediatric field. And today you're in for a treat to hear from one of them. And her name is Stephanie Ray, and she is the CEO and founder of Bioray. And first, let me tell you a little bit about Bioray, and then I'm going to tell you a little bit about Stephanie. Bioray, or the Natural Detox Company, makes liquid herbal supplements for adults and children that naturally remove toxins, support immunity, and replenish strength and vitality to the body and mind. Bioray products were created in clinic, are expertly formulated, and are manufactured by combining the highest quality organic ingredients with manufacturing processes unique to Bioray. For over 20 years, Bioray therapeutics have been utilized by practitioners around the world as a trusted and natural solution for their patients. Bioray Kids, which I love, its newest addition, is an alcohol-free line providing daily detoxification and organ support for children. Bioray frequently conducts intervention studies with these results published in peer-reviewed medical journals. Bioray is endorsed by Generation Rescue and Healthy Child, Healthy World. Their website can be found at BioRayKids.com. And believe me, it is worth the go-to. So, Stephanie, thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Wendy, for having me.
Well, and I just can't say thank you enough for creating this Bioray Kids line. It truly is phenomenal. I have used it in my own family and have watched it work wonders. And I've also used it in my practice. And so I really, really want the word to get out about these products and these lines that can be so helpful in kids. So today I want you to share a little bit with our listeners about the four products that are in the kids line, but we're going to do that in kind of in a cool way. What I'm going to do, we're going to talk about two specific topics. One of those is what to do when your child needs an antibiotic. And then secondly, what to do when you see an increase in anger and frustration in your child and you really want to kind of mitigate this. So we're going to kind of talk about those two topics. And so what we're going to do is let Stephanie maybe tell a little bit about the products through answering some questions about those, if that's okay. So, and I know you have four specific products, Calm, Shine, Focus, and Happy. And we're going to talk about all of those. So let's start with the first one. This topic about antibiotics, it can be controversial. And we know it's not the first choice, but as parents, we sometimes have to make decisions to add this into our normal health, I mean, our regimen. And although we don't advocate this as a wonder drug, in fact, resistance to antibiotics truly is real. But what can parents do for their kids when they have to use this type of Western intervention? And how can you support your child's health with all these immune triggers going on at school?
Those are really great questions, Wendy. And, as you said, we don't advocate using antibiotics, but they're necessary. And I really trust parents. We know when our kids, we've reached a point where it's like, we got to go to the doctor and just check this out and see how bad this is. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they recommend an antibiotic, and sometimes that feels like the appropriate and right thing to do for our kids. And so I don't ever want parents to have to make the choice. One of the beliefs beliefs that I have from founding BioRay, and we did have 5 clinics at one time over a 14-year period in the Los Angeles area. And, you know, having been with people, been with patients, and the ebb and flow of their treatment and being involved with their families and then bringing their kids in, like, you really can see how we're making choices all the time, and not to make parents, and I'm a parent as well, to not feel wrong or to make parents wrong for those times when it is appropriate to add an antibiotic in.
Right.
So, you know, it's really to, you know, you can use both. There's things you can do while you're using the Western intervention. There's things that you can do to clean up the debris from, you know, what they do, because they kill both the good and the bad bacteria that you can do afterwards. And there's things to do preventatively. So in traditional Chinese medicine, which is my background, I have a background in traditional Chinese medicine and biochemistry, and we say the gastrointestinal tract is the first line of defense against colds and flu. So we want to enhance our children's gastrointestinal tract by strengthening the integrity of the gut lining and keeping a predominance of healthy, beneficial flora in the GI tract. Like those found in cultured yogurt, you know, and that word cultured is really important when buying your yogurt or your dairy products, is making sure that word cultured is on there. That means that we're getting live probiotics that will actually proliferate. They'll grow and they'll spread. So keeping the GI balanced with beneficial flora, the good bugs, is an important reason, and several others for keeping the GI tract really healthy during that, you know, that seasonal time where we see the immune triggers. And then it's important when our kids do have to take antibiotics as they kill all the microbiota. And that's the product that we use in the BioRay Kids line for supporting the GI tract is Shine. And Shine is a probiotic lysate. It's a little bit different than a live probiotic. Lysate is a little bit new in the science. It's Greek for meaning to break up. And so what we've done is we've taken a multi-strain probiotic, about 12 different beneficial bacterias, and we've broken the cell wall so that the cytoplasm that resides in the cell wall of the probiotics is now open and available for easy consumption, and it's bioavailable for use with kids. And it's really, in our intervention study, shown to improve kids that have a high IgA, which is a immune response to different bad bugs in the GI tract. And it also showed a positive response in 100% of our kids in the study in its ability to heal leaky gut syndrome.
Hmm. Wow. I have to say I've been impressed with Shine. I haven't heard of a probiotic lysate until I started using it, and I've really seen some great results with it. So I love that you even have the results to back it up.
Yeah, well, you know, we want to, at BioRay, our purpose is to really kind of take these things that may seem esoteric, or, you know, a traditional Chinese way isn't really the American way, not yet at least. We've integrated it a little bit, but it's not, you know, fully integrated. And so I've taken it upon the company to actually meet in the middle somewhere. You know, we'll even go farther than that. I really don't care, but to be able to explain what we're seeing nutritionally, or to explain what we're seeing in the realm of traditional Chinese medicine, and how does that translate to Western minds? What does that mean for us? You know, if you were to take a probiotic lysate in traditional Chinese medicine in the hierarchy, because there's a hierarchy of predominance in importance in herbs, so there's a queen herb, there's a king herb. A probiotic lysate, Shine, would actually be considered a king herb. Although it's not an herb, I can translate that and let people know that it's a supreme tonic for the gastrointestinal tract. in enhancing immunity in a way. Our study, these results that we got were, we got these results in 35 days. So that's a very swift time to change the internal environment of the GI tract.
Hmm. Wow. So we talk about the GI tract. Does this include the liver as well?
Well, the GI tract, the liver does, and the GI tract have a very symbiotic relationship. So if one's having an issue, if the GI tract's having trouble, that will trickle down to the liver. Likewise, if the liver's congested and backed up, then it backs up to the GI tract. So those two really, they're great friends. It's really important that they're both working together and that they're both working independently in an optimal way.
Hmm. Well, so if we're talking about the liver and the gut, it sounds like with Shine, we're hitting the gut, and now we're talking about the liver. Do you have a specific product that supports the liver while kids are taking antibiotics?
We do. We support the liver with Calm. And Calm has many herbs in it that support the liver by feeding the liver. So the liver's job is to detoxify. And so we don't want to kind of whip our thoroughbred here, because the liver's got over 500 different physiological functions it performs in a day. It's the organ most responsible for cleaning the blood. And so we really want to help it do these things. And what I've formulated into Calm are herbs that regenerate liver cells, support the liver phase one and phase two detox pathways to open naturally so that toxins can leave, so the liver isn't congested, so things like byproducts from the antibiotics leave quite smoothly. We can see with children that have been on Western medications, whether it's antibiotics or other types of Western interventions, they like to sit in the liver after their byproducts do, after they've been used by the body, and so they will tend to congest the liver. And Calm really helps the liver to process those so that those leave out the normal pathways, either through the urinary route or the fecal route. So we see with kids that have this backup in the liver to have frustration, anxiety, imbalance in moods. They're, you know, really moody, then they're okay, then they're moody again. And Calm really supports balancing moods, and when those toxins are moving down and out, we just see kids really being able to be themselves, expressive, and so forth.
Yeah, and that's one thing I love. It's really, I think parents know, when parents get caught in this way, they know that their kid is in there, and they really want it to come out, and they just get frustrated. So I know that this can really help the kid be the person they're supposed to be. So when their liver's working right, they'll get to be the child they were created to be. So I know that these are super effective. Okay, so you've talked about Calm and Shine and helping the GI tract and the liver. Okay, so let's say I'm a mom. I just got prescribed antibiotics for my child has pneumonia. Now what do I do? How do I use Shine and Calm together? Before, after, what do I do?
Well, we know the half-life of most of the ingredients in both Shine and Calm are 2 hours. So what we recommend is that it's either taken, you know, it's taken 2 hours away, either before or after, for its best effect, so that you're getting the best of both worlds. You're really getting the best of the antibiotic, and then you're getting the organ support, you know, when you're, when the child's actually at that half-life point of the Western intervention. So, you know, they can be taken with food, they can be taken away from food, they can be put in juice, they can be added to smoothies. You can even cook with them. They're heat resistant. We do have some recipes coming out of a little recipe book, like a pocket size. Parents have been cooking with these formulations for years with us and sharing their recipes. So we've been compiling them, and we're putting them into the little recipe book. But they are very easy on the palate. I do have to say Calm has been flavored with natural vanilla bean, and then Shine has been flavored with natural berry juice. So it's a fruit juice concentrate. And they're both very, you can put dropperfuls, one to two dropperfuls in a bottle of water, and it just tastes like a flavored water.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay.
Before or after, and then you can blend that with your probiotics, and then we also recommend Saccharomyces boulardii while on Western antibiotics.
Right, and for those people who don't know, that's a probiotic that is really helpful after taking a probiotic. After taking an antibiotic, that mm-hmm. is a really helpful probiotic. Well, let me clarify, just so let's say if my child got prescribed amoxicillin twice a day for 10 days. Mm-hmm. So let's say I take the amoxicillin at 8 a.m. So you're saying at 10 a.m. I should take the Shine and Calm together.
Yes.
Okay.
And so if your child's in school, for example, if they're not home, you know, if they've got, they're okay to go to school, you can just put that in their bottled water and they can drink it, at their snack time, at their lunch time, and they'll do just great.
Okay. So then do it 2 hours after the antibiotic each time. And then should they continue with Shine and Calm, say, after the 10 days are over?
They should.
Okay.
Yes, you want to get all of that flora back in balance. And so that's why we recommend, a live probiotic of choice, because we want to know. So Cytoflora will push the bad bugs out of the GI tract, and Calm is supporting the liver with the byproduct of the antibiotics. Now we want to, after we've done with that series, a 10-day series, we want to increase those live probiotics. So we've basically, it's like we've taken the thumbtack out, which is the illness and the antibiotic. Now we can go about, healing the damage or the issues that have been caused by that. And it'll be very minimal, as we've been doing Calm and Shine throughout. And it's a perfect time to add in probiotics twice a day with some Saccharo-B. So we recommend that anywhere from 10 to 14 days post antibiotics. And, for a lot of folks, probiotics are just a regular part of their regime, so
right.
It's really the Saccharo-B that will eventually drop away for after the 2 week period.
Okay, that's how that sounds.
And
good.
Do folks know what Saccharo-B is? Saccharomyces boulardii. It's a beneficial yeast bacteria, and it's a good yeast, so you don't have to worry about it. If you've got a yeasty kid. It actually improves, actually dealing with the liver, and our studies show that Calm really supports and helps people that are having those kind of issues, because the liver is the main filter for those leaving the body in an efficient way.
Yeah, and so the Saccharomyces boulardii helps
mm-hmm.
restore that action, so that's what that is. Okay. Well, when we talked about Shine and Calm, do you have any other tips or things parents could do maybe to add in the child's diet while they're taking antibiotics? Any other helpful tips while you're on antibiotics?
Yes, there's other things that parents can do. And I would add in things like walnuts, pecans, golden seedless grapes, blueberries, cranberries, asahi, asparagus, sprouted alfalfa seeds, sweet potato, and a little dark chocolate. Those really help the immune system and the liver, and to help the gastrointestinal tract, I would give a little cultured yogurt, some berries or honey with muesli or some type of grain that works for your child. Let it soak in the yogurt overnight in the refrigerator. And this combination makes a natural prebiotic. So when we add a live cultured yogurt, but it can be kefir, it can be goat yogurt, It can be cow yogurt. It can be soy yogurt, as long as it's got the live cultures in it. And when it sits with the muesli and then you add in a little natural sugar such as the berries or the honey, it makes a natural prebiotic. And what happens in the day, if you give that in the morning, those prebiotics help the foods that have the ability to turn into probiotics in our diet later in the day, they help them do that.
Cool. So that's a great way to, because the prebiotics, in a sense, feed the probiotics. And so as the day goes on, that would really be helpful for the child.
It'd be really helpful. It's a really little, it's a little gastrointestinal alchemy.
To create that for them. Okay, you've talked about two products, which I love, Calm and Shine, but there are two other products in the BioRay Kids line, and I love these names, by the way, Happy and Focus. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Sure. Happy safely removes a broad spectrum of unwanted organisms that kids can get from playing in the dirt, biting their nails, and it applies when you see them if they've got an itchy rectum and you suspect that unwanted organisms are there, and it's a perfectly normal part of growing up and being a child. We do recommend an unwanted organism cleanse about once a year, or at least minimally. Twice a year is optimum. And focus helps kids with clarity and cognitive function and supports their ability to deal with stress. All of the BioRay Kids products have our ingredient NDF, which stands for natural detox factors. And that they say, this formulation safely and gently removes environmental toxins. So that's a real important factor in this line that I wanted to be available for parents.
Yeah, and because I think that's key right there, because that's going to a good segue into this next little topic we want to talk about, because you're talking about stress, and I feel like our kids are way overstressed these days in a lot of different ways, and I think sometimes that can lead to anger and frustration in children when it shouldn't be there. So let's unpack that a little bit more and talk about your line a little bit more and about, like, so let's say kids are getting back into school right now and they're swinging their new schedules and they can get frustrated or angry with school, or maybe not even at school. They may wait till they get home and let it all out. But can you tell us a little bit about where this comes from according to your background?
Sure. So in traditional Chinese medicine, we look at this as a function of the liver. And the liver is known as the general of the army because it is responsible for so many functions. And not only is it responsible for removing, it's the catalyst or the pathway for toxins leaving the body. It's got two places where it makes toxins less toxic. That's phase one and phase two detox pathways in the liver. But it's also the organ most responsible for things like cleaning the blood, filtering, latent issues like unhealthy, levels of cholesterol or hormones. And so it's this catalyst in Chinese medicine, and it's mobilizing or metabolizing or storing vitamins and nutrition. And so it's very important that it's working very well. And it additionally is, in Chinese medicine, the valve for the emotions, anger, frustration, and anxiety. So it's very common when we see a child with liver qi stagnation or a congested liver in Western terms, meaning the liver is actually, we call it an organ, but it's really a big gland. It's a big filter. And when it gets congested from too much going on, too many, things and stress as a part of it, those emotions back up. And so we'll see kids get, full of anxiety, they'll get frustrated, they'll have outbursts, they become fidgety, they have a hard time sitting still. Likewise, like in adults, for example, this might help parents is that if you're looking at somebody that has really red cheeks, we would say that they're liverish. That kind of rises up to the face. Likewise, if you're in England, before a woman has her menstrual cycle, they don't call it PMS. They call it being liverish. So kids have this too. And that's the part of bringing this line to the forefront that I wanted to be able to share, is the fact that kids have this stuff too. It doesn't just happen when we're adults and they go, oh, you know, we know what this is, and we explain it away. Well, kids get it too. And it's really hard for them to say, listen to their teacher, listen to mom and dad, play cooperatively. So when we address healthy liver function, we see cooperative play. We see kids able to sit in circle, for example. They're able to get along with their peers. They're able to get along with other family members much more cooperatively. Those are some of the things behind liver function and that anger, frustration connection.
Okay. Well, I know you have a specific BioRay Kids supplement that addresses this anger, anxiety, and frustration. So can you tell us a little bit about it and how it works?
Sure. So this was common. We did mention it earlier. And so as, you know, we've got herbs in there that are really fantastic, like Agaricus blasii. Agaricus blasii is the most amazing mushroom for regenerating liver cells. It's full of these beta-glucans, 1,3 and 1,6, which act as a food for a liver and actually help it do its job. There's also reishi mushroom, which is an immune modulator, and it improves oxygen utilization and liver function. It's also a potent antioxidant and free radical stress scavenger for the liver. So really helps with environmental issues. There's maitake, which is an adaptogenic immunity tonic for the body that also supports the liver. And then we've got things for stress in there, like eleutherogensine, which it gives kids an internal adaptability and help them shift gears much more with ease and with fluidity, and just supports them being happy and present. Shizandra berry, which is another amazing adaptogen that really helps kids be more adaptable. It gives energy, but it's not a frenetic energy. It's a very natural, normal energy. It's not like a caffeinated energy. It's a berry. There's no caffeine in it. And then also things like aromatic Solomon's seal and polygonatum, which are shown to be so great for the brain. So lots of things in there to really be nourishing for kids and help them with these issues of anger and frustration.
Okay, so the one she was talking about is the one called Calm. And if you remember, there's four. There's Calm, Shine, Focus, and Happy. Mm-hmm. So, Stephanie, I've seen Calm work tremendously, and I know parents have expressed an interest in all of the products. If a parent just realizes they know they want their child to be on, how could they utilize all four of these, or should they just use one at a time, or what would be your suggestion on how to start with these? Calm, obviously, if someone's having some anger and frustration, but could they utilize them all at once, or what would be the best way to take them?
That's a really great question, Wendy, and what we suggest here at BioRay, so all of these products have been used in our clinics, and they are used by doctors around the world. And so we've gotten lots of feedback about how they work, as well as our intervention studies. But step one would be to start with the liver. We want to support the liver and all the methods and ways that toxins will be leaving the body. And so supporting the liver is a clear pathway for these to leave the body. Step two would be NDF Shine. That's our GI and colon support. So when the detox pathways are clear, which we've done with Calm, it's then easy to go after the GI tract, or the bad bugs in the GI tract and colon. So we would then do NDF Shine. And then step three would be NDF Focus. Now we've got the liver removing things very efficiently. We've got the GI tract supported, and it's moving things down and out to the liver. And now we're able to work on clarity and steady energy with the mind, with focus, and helping kids, either start work, stay with work, or finish work. We find that, you know, focus issues don't just mean like, you know, snap to it right now, you know, where are you? There can be some kids are, they're fine getting involved in homework or in a project, but then they sort of lag in the middle, or they can't finish projects. So focus is been addressed to support cognitive function, and that's done by a fermentation process of our specific herbs in there for cognition. We've actually fermented them so that we get this nice natural byproduct called fulvic acid. And fulvic acid is a food for the cells to bring that the cells alive that make that communication possible. So NDF focus helps with focus, steady energy, clarity. When the liver and the GI and the colon are supported and functioning, now we can really focus. And then step four is NDF happy, and this is the last step in removing unwanted organisms, and all the organs of elimination are now moving in the right direction, you know, through having them on calm, shine, and focus. Now we can address those little bugs which kids get from playing in the dirt or playing with their pets, putting their fingers in their mouth, that type of thing. And now that you'll get a really nice hold on when those are removed, that your child will actually stay free of unwanted organisms for a lot longer, that we've done those other three steps.
Okay. So the order is calm, and then shine, and then focus, and then happy.
Mm-hmm.
So would you recommend that people do all four at once, or should they finish a bottle of calm and then finish a bottle of shine, finish a bottle of focus, and then happy?
Okay, so that's another really great question. Our products can be used individually, and you can use all four together. So what we recommend is that you add a new product in every 24 to 48 hours. So you would be on calm for, say, 1 day to 2 days. And then you add in shine.
Okay.
And you would be on liver, you would be on NDF calm and NDF shine for another 24 to 48 hours before adding in focus.
Okay.
And the same thing. So we want to make sure that the child is tolerating, you know, anybody can
right.
be allergic to
right.
anything.
Anything.
So we really want to make sure, and the way to do that is to just give 24 to 48 hours. And then we know if there's some kind of response, you know, if there's like some kind of itchy skin, or a child says, I've got a little headache, you know, either to A, cut the dose in half, or B, you know, take the last product out that was added and see how that difference is. So that's the way to stay in control of the case. So
okay.
I mean, one thing at a time. It's really hard when you add too many things at once. You really don't know what's doing what.
Right, right. So and take the break in between. Okay, so we have the calm, shine, focus, and happy. And I've used this a lot. I can say I've used it in my own kids, and I've seen it in my practice work. So and as parents, you can either find a practitioner that utilizes these, or you can buy them on your own. And I'm going to show you how to do that in a minute. But I have one last quick question, and one of the reasons I love your product so much, and if we can just answer this question really quickly, with tell us a little bit about focus and using it for swimming and chlorine.
Oh, sure. Yeah, isn't that a great thing we found out? So we are able to actually neutralize chlorine additive for pools with the NDF portion that's in each of these products, meaning that it binds 100% to chlorine from pools. So parents have been using this since we discovered this, gosh, probably about 12 years ago. We discovered it through our own testing that this was happening with NDF. And so we do a recommend 2 dropperfuls of Focus before swimming, and or after, and kids aren't having a response to the chlorine. Kids, and I'm one of those people that, you know, I get the itchy eyes and I start sneezing uncontrollably from the chlorine. So I just do a couple of squirts even as an adult, but for our kids, you know, some of our kids with the neurodegenerative
yes.
issues, swimming's a real important exercise for them.
Yes.
It really works well for them. So this has just been doing wonders where parents are seeing the difference and also just having the confidence that, okay, you know, we've got to be in this chlorine water, but here's a way to help mitigate some of the effects, the negative effects of that chlorine in my child.
Yes. We now put it, we just put it in our swim bag and we just take it before and we take it when we get out and recommend it to a lot of people. So, Focus is excellent for that. So I'd recommend
that's
that.
Great.
That's great. This is such great information. And I don't know if you have any parting words for our listeners to let them know about ViRA Kids. If you have anything you would like to say.
You know, I think that Wendy, you've done such a great job with this interview. Thank you so much for having me on. And, you know, parting words are interesting. because, you know, everything was really said, I think, that needed to be said. And maybe I would add that, you know, being a parent is, we never know if we're doing it right. You know, and we're such creatures of doing it right and doing it the, you know, the way that things are supposed to be done in our society. And, you know, it's like, I just want to say, give yourself a pat on the back. Like, you're doing the right thing. You're feeding your children healthy organic foods and you're listening to these podcasts by Wendy and educating yourself on other things that will help your children and help you ultimately as a parent know that you're doing the best for your child and you are doing the best for your child. It's this kind of curiosity that makes us good parents and that actually rubs off on our kids and then we have new curious adults on the planet. And so I thank people for listening and that would be the last thing that I would say. Thanks for asking that.
Well, thanks. And I just want to also know that there's hope out there. When sometimes we feel parents get overwhelmed when they learn these new things about stressors in our kids or a congested liver, and they go, oh, my goodness, well, how am I going to help that? And that's what I love about ViRA Kids is that here's some solutions to some potentially scary things that are out there, and I just want to let people offer them hope that there's things that we can utilize and great tools. So I thank you for creating this line and allowing us to utilize it and watch it work. So it's been great, and I'm
you're
so thankful
welcome.
I got introduced to it. I'm very thankful, and I just want to say to our listeners, if you're interested in buying these ViRA Kids products, you can go to bioraykids.com. That's BioRayKids.com. And if you buy it on, you can buy them online or you can, several different practitioners have them. I carry them in my office. But if you do buy it online, you're lucky enough to be listening to this podcast. If you use the word Jubilee, J-U-B-I-L-E-E, in the coupon code, which is the word for my, practice, then you will get a 10% discount. So just, there's a little treat for listening to the podcast, and you can put that in your coupon code, and you'll get a little discount. So I would encourage you to go to their website. They have a lot of great information on there as well. You can read about the products, and you can even call their office if you have any questions about it. So, Stephanie, thank you again for being here today, and really appreciate everything that you've done.
Oh, thank you, Wendy. Thank you so much. And you were right about the hope. I mean, it's something that parents, no matter what their child's issues are, whether they're genetic, and I have a lot of experience with that, if they're genetic or environmentally triggered, that there is hope that children are being recovered every single day.
Yeah. And I think I want parents to know that. And there's plenty of tools out there that they can utilize.
Yeah.
There are. Okay, well, thank you again.
Thank you.